Netflix price goes up? Space Force! Ghostbusters sequel from the original universe? What?
If the Ghostbusters reboot cast Kevin Hart and The Rock, I'm going to quit doing these movie reviews.
Action.
You're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk.
What's going on, moviegoers all over the world? My name is Ryan D, a canola Ryan 680.
I'm Juan the Cook Cranio.
And I'm Justin at Dosa Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Sound like the movie phone guy.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
First off, I do want to say thank you for listening to us on any device out there, guys. All right, so we got a lot of, this is actually the first podcast of 2019, guys. Good job, everybody. Good job.
We survived.
Yep, we survived. You survived New Year's?
New year, same asshole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm still broke.
Yep. Still got to pay those damn bills, right?
Oh, let me check. Oh, yep. I'm still a piece of shit.
All righty, man. So, good stuff. Okay. I don't know if this is totally off subject. I don't know if this is a San Antonio thing, but when there's like a little sprinkler, like a little bit of rain, everyone just decides to break. Like every 2 seconds.
Regardless of it raining. Just people don't know how to drive here.
San Antonio's been the ranked worst drivers ever.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
On a lighter note, ladies and gentlemen, so let's get back to it. Let's get back to what we know. All right, so Hunchback. Do you got a Hunchback?
I do.
What?
Hunchback.
Do I have one?
Yes.
From a lot of video games, yes, I do.
Well, I got a movie for you, Justin.
I got some movies.
Hunchback to Notre Dame, live action remake. Oh, gosh.
Wow, you said that right.
Oh, my gosh.
With Josh Gad.
No, I'm so not into this whatsoever. I'm not into this remake of this particular project, of this particular... No.
Really?
No.
I like the animated one.
I don't know. I never liked
the animated. Like you're just against all live action... movies.
No, what?
Ryan hates
no,
fun.
I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm excited for The Lion King.
You hate fun.
No,
Yes, you do.
No, I do not. It just, is it really necessary?
Yes.
For Disney's pocket was Dumbo to get necessary? Fatter? Yes, yeah. It is.
Was Dumbo necessary?
Well, Dumbo actually, I feel like they're changing it up. I mean, Dumbo, I didn't even say that.
Hunchback
much.
Cannot be possible if they're making Dumbo.
Watch, next week, guys, you heard it here first. Lady and the Tramp. Except the Tramp's a whore.
They did. It's called ODLer.
Yeah, so, I don't think they'll get, that too into it.
So. The aristocrats.
Yeah.
The old schools.
Okay, so I'm on the fence on this so bad because, I'm not interested in it. I really am not. I feel like
Ryan, the world doesn't revolve around.
Oh, okay. All right. No, tell me. Well, why do you like? I mean, why do you think it's gonna
why
be?
Why not? I mean, I have faith that Disney is going to do justice with this movie.
I mean, if they got Josh Gad, look how well he did in Beauty and the Beast. I've always enjoyed Josh Gad, both as a comedian, as a musician. I mean, all around guy. He's really nice and awesome.
Then again, I would not have the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I would not. I'd rather have Treasure Planet. That's me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a real good
isn't
one.
Isn't that DreamWorks?
See, it's Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Disney's old anime. Yeah.
But they barely, it was just a one and done. Like, they don't really consider that.
That's like.
No. It's a part of their
anthology.
I don't know. But I feel like that was a very
unappreciated. Yeah. Underappreciated. It's funny.
Bring back El Dorado.
There's no.
That too.
Yeah. There's no. At the Disney parks, there's no whatsoever Treasure Planet stuff whatsoever. Because at the Disney parks, they give little hints there. Yeah. There's no El Dorado.
Tushibalba?
Yeah. So, I'd rather see Treasure Planet. I'm on board with that, Justin. If Disney comes out next week saying Treasure Planet, they know they listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I think they're seriously just gonna do live actions of their classic films. That's all they're gonna do.
From the vault.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me like, I mean, if they're gonna start doing live actions, they might as well do the 101 Dalmatians. I'm like, they did. Like,
both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did like 2-3 movies of them.
There's four. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
So, speaking of that, the vault, I believe it's the 30th anniversary, correct me if I'm wrong, 30th anniversary of The Little Mermaid. They're actually bringing it back in a steelbook collection at Best Buy. You can get it at Best Buy location, guys. Be sure to check it out on bestbuy.com. Okay. And it shows, of course, the original animation of the movie, and but in a steelbook, and you get the digital copy and all that good stuff, extra features and everything.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm actually pretty excited. I mean, it's crazy to think that Little Mermaid's 30 years old. Like, wow. Like, a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know if it's just y'all, but time flies by quick. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, I'm starting to notice that I've got a lot more gray hair than I used to.
Oh, I know. I found a gray hair in my mustache. I was like, whoa.
Well, when I first met Justin, he had gray hair.
So, yeah, I mean, I've always had gray hair.
So. Yeah, Little Mermaid, 1989. Wow. Yep,
there you go, man. There you go. So, okay. What's the one movie that you wish... Now, I know this is not in our script, but what is the one movie that you wish that they should make a live action that they haven't done so? I know you said Treasure Planet. That's yours. What's yours?
You gotta come back to me.
Come back to you. I feel like they should maybe do Bambi. Maybe. I mean, you know... I mean...
Why not? Sorry, my bad.
Oh.
I mean... You could just easily go out during hunting season and go see it. So,
I know, right? Or Lady, I mean, even at Lady at the Tramp, I feel like, geez.
Nah.
I mean,
they're doing a lot of the movies that people want to see live action. I mean, you know, Aladdin, Lion King, and all that.
So, yeah.
You know, I think Disney's gonna get there. You know, one movie at a time.
I'd like as long as they,
that'd be a good one. But same time, it's, I don't.
Spade. As a live action llama.
Ugh.
Leprechaun. That was always a good one.
I don't know.
Wait, which one?
Yeah,
was it?
They're gonna have Chris Jenner.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, that's a good
Chris
one.
Chris Jenner as
yeah.
Yzma.
Yeah. I mean, there's some movies cast. That make sense, and there's some that don't. I mean, they're probably gonna do like their old school ones.
I am gonna name one that hasn't been done that I love so dear, and
Anastasia.
No.
That one's a pretty good one.
Atlantis.
Atlantis was a good one too.
Yeah, Atlantis. I feel like they should make that one a live action.
The first, because
it just shows.
One?
No, the first one. No. I mean, let's start off with the first. I love the first one. And
yeah,
you know,
Atlantis was good.
Yeah,
who would you have as a Milo Thatch?
I think
he was voiced by Michael J. Fox.
I think Andrew Garfield. Because I can't remember. You know how they do like, oh, should have been casted as this in live action, like.
I've seen a whole
yeah I've seen
on
those
that.
Yeah, yeah, like Michelle Rodriguez would have been the mechanic, the girl, yeah. Like I've seen stuff like that, and what's his name would be oh my gosh,
Milo.
No,
that Danny DeVito as the
yeah.
the little mechanic.
Yeah, the mole. He likes the dirt.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I saw a whole thread on that already.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Alrighty, guys. Next topic. All right. So Star Wars Open World EA game cancels for smaller scale.
So EA was supposed to release a open world Star Wars game in the next few years, and they just canceled it because they want something smaller so they can push out. Because EA loves to tear with our hearts.
And honestly, I'm glad that they scrapped this because, EA needs to stop. They messed up the first Star Wars, and then everyone was like, okay, this, you know, Battlefront 2 is coming out. It's going to be the redemption.
A lot better. The redemption. No, they piped it up
I mean,
so much.
Compared to the first one, it was a little bit better.
From the trailer perspective and coming from the trailers, besides playing the game, the trailers and everything, it looked great.
The story
but
was
then,
good.
Yeah. But then... The money, the microtransactions, I mean, all the aspects of it. They try to make like it was a Call of Duty, but you needed money. Yeah. Like it was,
it's like, still like that. Like it's impossible to rank up.
I mean, it's not impossible. You got to be playing like freaking 24/7 and get ranked up. If you don't want to buy, you
remember
have
that
to,
one time you and I were playing. This guy came out of nowhere. It was like maybe a week in from buying the game. He was already like level 50.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He probably spent like $500. And the same thing happens with Fortnite too as well. But but it's different though. It's a different kind of game, and it's a lot better game. I feel.
I don't know. I'm still gonna buy Anthem. I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah,
I'll give it a try.
It's funny. Now we're on the game subject. I actually just bought the Nintendo Switch. I've been playing Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
And
Mario Odyssey is pretty good.
Yes. Nice. Dude, yeah. Oh, yeah. So is Mario Odyssey is from the original Nintendo 64 game, but they just changed it. I mean, it's pretty much the same story, but they just changed up the storyline a little bit.
That I don't. I'm not a Nintendo nerd.
Okay. Well, I mean, with
I just all know that, it's good and
fun. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. And then that one, the Link game, I believe.
The Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, and then also...
The soundtrack's really good on
the that. Next one I'm actually thinking of getting is...
Get Doom.
No, it's funny. Not even 24 hours later, we went... my wife, she actually wanted to go buy Mario Kart. So we bought Mario Kart. So Mario Kart was pretty cool.
Yes.
It's very different from the originals because we're used to the Nintendo 64 one. We never played the Wii one. It's huge difference. It's like a huge upscale. I mean, not just graphic-wise. There's a lot going on. I mean, I never knew this much.
The Super Smash Bros.
Dude, Super Smash Bros. Was crazy. I was just like, I got my butt kicked.
I can't see.
I know. I was all like, I don't know who were that. By the time you know it, you see yourself, you're all like already falling down the cliff. Like, yeah. I'm just like, what the hell? I was just like...
But Nintendo Switch is coming out with some pretty good games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, phenomenal. I'm actually, she's going to, because my wife, we were addicted to the Game Boy Color games. And we would still to this day, we would still play the Pokemon, the Pikachu one. And I would play the Charizard, the version of it, the fire one. And we would get the connection of the Game Boy Color to the Game Boy Color the old school way and still do it to this day. But then until our wire broke. And then now I'm all like, okay, well, let's get the upgraded now. So they have the Pikachu game, Pokemon Pikachu, and then they have Pokemon, the Eevee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, and it connects to your Pokemon Go, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cloud X-Shot was explaining it to me. But yeah, so like, that's a pretty cool, I mean, it's great that Nintendo's coming out with good stuff. I mean, there's a lot of characters.
I had a Nintendo Switch.
They suck at making new games, but they're good at it.
Making their own games. Making their own Nintendo games.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's funny, because, I mean, with the Super Smash Bros., I'm just like, who the heck is Wii Trainer? And it was the Wii Trainer from, I was like, what the heck? I was like, dude, these characters I haven't even.
Yeah,
I think this one, they have all of the characters.
Oh, dude, they got everybody.
Except Waluigi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
They don't have what?
They don't have Waluigi.
I'm upset.
I don't.
Get my money back.
The fact that you bought it and you don't know that he's in
there. Hey, well, I haven't unlocked every single character. Yes, I am. But then again, okay. This is coming from the guy that bought, I think I bought Red Dead 2, like a month before you did, and you finished it before me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But then again, I have a life.
Yeah, I'm playing Red Dead 2 now. It's a little slow for me.
What?
It's just something about riding on a horse forever. Like, I don't like, I love Red Dead Redemption, but playing the first one, I never liked having to just roam around the wild to my next mission. I was like, oh.
You know they have fast travel, right?
I know, I haven't unlocked it yet.
Okay.
I haven't unlocked it yet.
But the thing that I do love...
I've been playing Spider-Man too much.
The thing that I do love and I do cherish a lot is with Rockstar, what they always do is the fact that you could just kill cops or kill sheriffs and just have fun with it and just like have them chase you around or like hide somewhere in a cliff and start killing people and then just start like... murdering them and everything.
So anyways, I'm sorry. I want to cut you off right here.
Oh, okay. All right. No, Justin's in charge of the damn show.
Celebrity Fan Fest posted this. One major announcement is coming this Friday at 10 a.m. It says two celebrities from this list are confirmed.
Holy crap. Really? Alrighty, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. One major announcement this Friday at 10 a.m. Two celebrities from the list are confirmed. The second announcement will come next week. Wow.
Why don't you go ahead and name some of those people on there?
Wow. Okay. All right. Wait, their real names or their superhero names?
If you don't know their sad, but okay.
Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, Jason. I feel like Jason Momoa is coming back. Jason Momoa, Paul Rudd. It might be Jason Momoa and Paul Rudd. I don't know. Brie Larson, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., and then wait.
What?
It has an Iron Man suit right next to Robert Downey Jr. Why is that?
I don't know why.
Okay. Oh, okay, that was confusing.
Iron Man's coming.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call it? What the heck? Are you really?
Whoa.
Get out of here. Yeah. Nah, Mark Hamill. Okay. Mark Hamill, Chris Mark Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Tom Holland, Samuel Jackson, Amber Heard. I don't know that WGBE guy. That's the one Roman I don't Reigns. Know. Who is it?
Roman Reigns. I don't think he's coming because I know he's got some medical issues. But I can see,
honestly, I could see Jason because they even said it's Celebrity Fan Fest.
I feel like they do someone else different this time. Honestly,
they probably get Mark Hamill. I follow him on Twitter. We can find out.
You know what? Honestly, I'm thinking it's going to be Samuel Jackson because he's a big fan of San Antonio.
He's been here. I think he's been here like quite a few times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he loves this place.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking him, or I'm thinking him and Paul Rudd. I'm gonna think.
I'm thinking Jason Momoa and Paul Rudd.
I think Momoa would come back.
But see, if Mark Hamill happens, dude, the world would just
He's expensive though.
Dude. Yeah, I know that's a problem.
So I don't know.
They did spend a lot of. But regardless, it doesn't matter the money.
He's more expensive than Ben Affleck.
I don't know. We don't know the network. Google the network.
They paid for Ben, so
true. I mean that is true. That could be a thing. Yeah. I mean that could like set them on the map, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, be sure to check it out, guys. We'll share it on our Alamo City Movie Talk page as well. I mean, this is a huge announcement, Celebrity Fan Fest. Thank you guys for bringing our favorite love. Of our superheroes, pop culture. Thank you for bringing this right behind our doorstep, man. Thank you so much, guys. So,
shout out Bob Willis.
Yep, shout out Bob Willis. Shout out to what's her name?
Oh, Clarissa.
Clarissa, there you go. And thank you, Justin, for bringing us to our attention. Alrighty, so, Far From Home trailer, we did it. If you haven't already, guys, be sure to check it out on our trailer reaction video on YouTube. But we won't go in depth in that whatsoever, but be sure to check it out, guys.
So, one of the things that we were talking about in the trailer reaction was, are we going to see a Sinister Six?
Yes, and we were talking about it in depth, but we'll go ahead and...
No, now you're saying yes.
No, I didn't say yes. No, I just... It's a possibility, but it just... It's always been planned, and then it fails. So, twice.
I mean,
it was planned in Sam Raimi. That's why they introduced Doc Ock.
And then it was planned in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, mm-hmm. And then that failed too. So I mean,
Garfield.
This is coming. Remember, movie stuff. I mean, of course, I remember. Y'all mentioned what was it? The comics. Like, there's like seven villains.
Six.
Six villains.
Sinister Six.
No. Like villains in a comic.
In a comic, yeah, there's multiple villains.
Yeah, in one comic. So that,
depending on the comic, yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense in that concept, but in the movie world, it's just like. It didn't really work. I mean, with just, what was it, three villains in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, that was just horrible. Rhino was just horrible. I mean, is coming from
terrible
the...
terrible CGI.
I mean, that whole movie was just
bad. But remember, that was still
Sony.
But
they're probably going off of, how well Insomniac's game was. Because, you did get the Sinister Six.
I feel like as long as they have Marvel telling them what to do. Yeah. Not necessarily what to, I don't want to say that either.
No, I know. They're guiding them in the right direction.
They're guiding them. So as long as it's a partnership that they have going on with them, I feel like it's going to be great. I feel like it's going to, I can back that. But as far as I know, Marvel's still backing them, of course, with Far From Home, but there's not really confirmation that we're going to get another Spider-Man movie or Sinister Six.
Well, Insomniac's game. Insomniac came out that there's going to be two more DLCs. One for Far From Home. Could be the suits, or it could be some other spoiler DLC. But there's also a Fantastic Four insert coming out.
Yeah, I've been seeing a bunch of stuff like that. Oh, yeah. See, and... okay. What would y'all think, or what would y'all say, speculation again, if next week Marvel announces they're doing a Fantastic Four movie?
No.
They won't announce it next week?
No. In my opinion, the right direction to do this is to introduce it, not introduce them right away out of nowhere into a movie. I think the right way to do it would be during Black Panther 2. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the main villain for Black Panther 2 should be Doctor Doom. And then that's the way that they could introduce them.
Oh.
That's a good, that's something I believe.
We got the little insight from Marvel, guys. Justin works
for... No.
That's a good scenario.
It's just
something
that me and my friends have been talking about for a while. Yeah. Like, that would be a good way to, introduce the Fantastic Four, is have, Doctor Doom and everything. So... because I believe that they shouldn't do an origin story again for...
No.
Just have they shouldn't. They just jump right into it.
I don't want an origin story, but...
Same way that they did with Spider-Man. They skipped the origin story. Well, jumped right into it.
The good thing is that we really don't need an origin story because we have those other two movies that already... And fans know this. Moviegoers know this.
Moviegoers know, but what if you're a new moviegoer? Just have it kind of like the Spider-Man.
Just watch... I mean, to be honest, as much as I don't like...
For kids, when they brought in the new Spider-Man... They didn't do an origin, but they kind of alluded. He's already been here.
Yeah, and so something like that. Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, but you said you wanted to do origin story.
I said don't. Don't do it.
Exactly. And see, as much as we want, I mean, the origin story's already been done. It's been done already. As much as I like, it's been done twice, and terrible. The second time was horrible. I feel like even though it's cheesy, I still liked it in a certain way. I still did. I'll back it up.
As Reed Richards.
Who? John Krasinski. Yeah.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Wait, what? I'm so confused.
You don't watch The Office.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was all like, wait, what? Jim. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Jim. Yes.
Jim. All right. All right, guys. So next topic. Not only did the stock go up, ladies and gentlemen,
Netflix went up. Oh my God. Shout out to the people who play for Netflix.
The real accounts. All right. So
do you pay for Netflix?
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, like your whole family bougies off of you or what?
Just my parents.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my parents, so, my brothers, my friends.
So with that being said, the Netflix price went, I think it's
right now it's 11.
It's 11. Okay. So $11, the minimum was like before, like not too long ago, it was 8 or 7.
When it started, it was 7. Then it went up to 8, and then now 10, 11.
And it's going to be 15 now.
It's going to be 15.
Yeah. Well, I think they said 13, $14 in UK.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah,
because I was watching it this morning, and I was like, what the hell?
And it's weird, because like the UK gets Titans on Netflix, but we don't. This is funny. Everyone gets it except America. But anyways, because they don't have DC Cinematic Universe.
Now they're going to have the DC.
Well, they don't have DC Cinematic Universe.
Disney's coming out with their thing.
In foreign countries. But anyways, so with that being said, their stock went up. I mean, it just also breaking. Prime, Hulu, Netflix, all your streaming servers are coming together to figure out a software to stop sharing accounts. It's supposed to come out early this year, guys, and we don't know when it's going to happen for Prime, everything, every video streaming service, because obviously Netflix came out with a statistic thing saying like how many, remember when Bird Box, everyone's watching Bird Box, they're like, how could so many people watch it when we only have so many accounts? So now they face the reality like people are using other people's accounts. And
yeah, Trevor Noah gave out his. I mean, it could be fake, but I'm saying I'm going to try it the next day.
Yeah, so with that being said, I'm just like, is that a good move for? I mean, to be honest, for one that pays, I really don't care. But at the same time, I'm just like, for college kids and all this stuff like that really don't pay. What are you limited to then? Is it devices? Because you got to remember, like, say I have a device.
Well, I mean, it's already charged by device.
No. That's what I'm saying. But if you pay the $16. You pay for unlimited, and the 4K and all the Ultra HD and all that
right,
stuff.
Right. So then, if you're already paying $16 compared to someone like me who's paying only $11 the minimum, how much would you go up?
Yeah, Well, they didn't mention that though. They didn't mention how much the price for that would go up. They just mentioned the minimum. But regardless, I'm just like, okay, if you figure out that program, if you let it happen, how does that work? Like for fun, like say for instance that
they're gonna do it the same way that you know, for Facebook, it's gonna show you're logging in from, you know, from this device in this area, and then someone else is logging in from somewhere else in that area. So that's what they're gonna do.
Okay. Yeah. So is that a good thing or bad thing?
They're seeing it as like
making money. That's all it is. So, yeah,
that's all it is.
They gotta get that $11.
That's money.
Well, yeah, because Apple's supposed to come up with something. Disney's coming out with their stuff.
Yeah. They're gonna lose money, so they gotta find a way to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's why, because they keep doing these knockoff content.
Dude,
I mean,
half of my
not all of them are bad.
No. I'm not saying all of them, but they're doing. At first, they were just doing knockoffs after knock. Like it was just like, okay, and then we'll get one
the
month.
Indian films, because like, half of my Netflix is all Indian knockoffs.
So
I don't know what you're watching.
I don't know either.
What Netflix recommends you?
See, actually, Netflix has been killing it with their animes. With their animes lately. Because I can't always watch the same animes over and over. I still do. I'll religiously watch Sword Art Online, and then once I finish it for like the fifth time, like I'm just like, okay, well I gotta check something else out now. Mm-hmm. So then I'm just checking out, you know, Netflix original animes, and you know, there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, Seven Deadly Sins is one of them. I don't know if y'all watch any animes.
I started it.
Yeah, there's that one. There's and then Baki was the one that came out. It was a very brutal fighting one. But I mean, a lot of their animes are just like they're on point. Getting on point.
I'm getting into Black Mirror right now.
Yeah,
after that's watching good. Bandersnatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I have you guys gotten any other endings?
No.
I got 4 so far.
Yeah, I think I got a total of 5. But yeah, same. But yeah, you know, it's Netflix. I mean, I think they're gonna do good without, you know, Marvel and all that. I think still.
Yeah, so, okay. They're about to get pulled all of it.
Yep. Alrighty, guys. So next topic. Now we're on the topic of Netflix, guys. Next topic is Space Force, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Justin, are you excited for this? Tell me how excited you are.
I'm very excited. It was funny because I was.
That's all neutral. That's you very excited.
I'm actually very excited for this. And it's just funny because I was when I saw this announcement, I was on Twitter, and the actual the little teaser for it or whatever, all the comments of other people were like, all right, Netflix, you got my money back, you know, like they're just like they're like you know, the fact that it's the, let me ask you something, what is the number one most streamed TV show on Netflix, do you know?
Friends in the Office.
Man,
I know you don't, because I don't watch both.
No, I don't. I mean, yeah. Okay. The one that's always been there for me, and the one that's always been there since I got Netflix, is That 70s Show. It's been there all my whole, ever since I got Netflix way back when. So obviously that has to be somewhere around that, because I mean, they wouldn't keep it that long.
But yeah, it's the number one TV show most streamed last year was The Office.
Oh, okay.
So, and then it was Friends, and of course that 70s show was on top.
Didn't they do something like where they took off Friends or something, and then people got it? Okay, and they kept it back.
That's why they kept back. They're actually losing money, for keeping it, because they're paying rights and shit like
that. Yeah, they got to pay.
Anyways, but yeah, so I think them creating this show, especially with Steve Carell, dude, that's right there. That's how you get people sucked back into you, dude. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it's gonna be a great, great show. I mean. I honestly, a sitcom, I don't think they should have did a sitcom. I think they should have did it, you know, The Office style, you know, like.
But a Space Force.
Yeah.
So an Office in space.
Pretty much. No. Just like,
it's kind of like Oblivion. The one
No laugh track or anything like that. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no laugh track. Thank God. Nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, well, it says it's going to be a sitcom. So, you know, it's, unless they're going to do it
So was The Office.
No, because a sitcom would be more of people in the background laughing. Oh, watching it, you know, and be like
That 70s Show in front of a live audience.
Yeah, pretty much.
That 70s Show, pretty much.
You know, whereas The Office was filmed in one building. So, you know.
All right, guys. So next topic. We got Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes. Netflix is coming out with a documentary. Later this month, ladies and gentlemen, the release date is January 24th, 2019. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, good content. I mean, Ted Bundy, I don't know if you know, guys, moviegoers out there, filmgoers. Ted Bundy's actually making a movie, and guess who's playing him? My boy, Zac Efron. He's playing him. Comes out later on this year.
Because he looked like Ted
Bundy. Oh, there is?
There's two movies. There's the one with Zac Efron and the one from, I don't remember guy's name, really? But he's from Disney Channel. He's got blonde hair. I don't know his name, but
There is two movies.
My friend Ted, that's the one.
Well, see, the good thing I'm excited for is that it's not a movie; it's a documentary, which is crazy because I mean, even the story Ted Bundy gets everyone chills and it gets everyone intrigued by it.
Didn't he eat people?
That's Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm glad that they're making something like this because you know
he would just pick. It's weird, he would just pick random women, the way he did it, I seen so many stuff.
Ted Cruz is a Zodiac killer.
Oh my God.
You're right on that.
Zodiac killer.
He's also Kevin from The Office.
Right.
No, but I'm glad that they're making stuff like this because, you know, people are fascinated with serial killers. And I know a lot of people that are.
You know, as unfortunate as, you know, the story is, I kind of hope that they make a Chris Watts murder mystery.
And you know what else we're gonna get this year, speaking of this mystery and speaking of serial killers, we're actually gonna get the Charlie Manson movie comes out with Charles Manson. I'm sorry. Jesus. When Charlie, I say Charles
put
Manson,
some respect on his name.
With Quentin Tarantino. I mean, what better filmmaker?
Quentin Tarantino.
Man, Man, you better shut your mouth. Boy, man. Quentin Tarantino. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But, I mean, that's going to be awesome in itself. So, within, I mean, stuff like this. So, like, even making a murderer. Remember when that first season, everyone was talking about that. Remember that came out, while, I think, like 2016? Yeah. So, when they do stuff like this, when Netflix does stuff like this, I feel like it's the perfect, that's their demographic. I mean, that's their demographic. That's their audience is all this. And they love it so much, and they love it because they get a lot of viewers and they get a lot of traction for this. Granted, second season wasn't as big, but I mean, overall, I'm excited for documentaries like this. Have y'all seen Evil Genius on Netflix?
Yeah.
So that one's a great one. Another weird, it's very weird and vivid and it's just, it's very mysterious, and you don't know who's doing, like, you get all the facts, but the facts still don't make sense. It's kind of like someone's hiding the truth. Someone's telling a lie, but you're trying to guess who it is. Same thing with like making Bandersnatch. Yeah. With a, but without the interaction. Alrighty, so
boo.
Right. All right, man. So Justin, name the next topic, man.
So it's gonna be Ghostbusters.
All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No.
What the
I had that in my head, sorry. So Ghostbusters, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, it is a sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
Wait, what?
What?
It's a reboot.
No, it's like a but it happened though. It's like a sequel slash reboot, I would say.
I thought it was just a reboot.
No. It's like whatever happened in the '80s happened.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
I didn't read that part.
Well, I mean, I wonder if they're gonna bring Rick Moranis back. He doesn't do movies anymore.
I don't know. But so I don't know if you know this, but the director is actually the son of the director that did both of them, and he's continuing his father's legacy by making a sequel. I thought it was. I mean, as far as I know, Bill Murray. He's in it.
Bill Murray.
I'm sorry.
Man, you're just bad with names.
I'm just
today.
Bad with names right now. I'm just half
terrible.
Asleep.
Look at him.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
They all look terrible.
Yeah.
So, well, one of them's dead. So.
Yeah, I know. Aho. So, I'm excited for this, but at the same time, people are upset about it because you're all like, don't kill it. But at the same time, I'm just like, well, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't really as good as the first one.
What's making people doubt it is the whole, like, other movie that just came out with the whole female cast.
Well, no, there's no feminist in charge of this one. I could tell you that.
No, I know that, but I think that's what what's making people be doubtful about it. So,
yeah, because they alluded to another one.
Yeah,
and so it's probably gonna be like the original crew is stuck in this other dimension. They're probably gonna bring them back to bring them the other crew back. It's gonna be stupid.
See, everyone was talking about this in news radios. I mean, everyone's talking about what this. Because it focuses on the origin story, and it focuses on the same storyline. So whatever happened back in the 80s happened in this movie. So whatever movie we get, it comes out next year, guys, and it's crazy. We just see a little teaser already. It was just a car. It was just a car, you know, playing the music, the old school music, the original.
Yeah, you see something kind of flashing.
Yeah, like, which is good. I actually dig it because now it gets people pumped, and if I feel like he's been wanting to work. I feel like maybe a secret project they've been working on for so long.
Probably.
I mean, that's what it seems like, more or less, because, I mean, you know, to announce that you're coming out with that and then you already have a teaser for that.
So. It was planned, I mean, ladies and gentlemen. Propaganda.
I mean, I would like to see that, you know, the original crew is stuck in this other dimension. Somebody had to pull them out, which would explain why one of them didn't make it.
Thanos.
Anyways.
Sorry for making that weird noise, guys. All right, so next topic, ladies and gentlemen. So we get the Captain Marvel character posters, and Justin forgot to post the rest of them. You missed the most important one. Justin, name it.
What?
The cat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You're such a cat lover.
I mean, you know, to be fair, I saw
your cat.
I know, right?
He has an orange cat, by the way, guys.
Yeah. But no.
How much does it cuddle with you? How many times does it cuddle with you?
All the time. Yeah.
Does it lay with you?
Yes, very obsessed with food. Like, if he's, like, if he's starving, you know, like, I could just feed him, and, like, he'll, like, try and get into my food, and, you know.
And
like,
that's...
if he hasn't eaten in, like, years.
And that is Cat Talk for you guys. All right, thank you for listening to the Cat Talk podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to Marvel, guys, so man, the way they're marketing it is phenomenal. I mean, just doing that cat, just putting that cat in a poster is phenomenal because everyone's cracking up about it.
Cat's even a toy.
Yeah. I mean, cat to the end thing. It's trending.
Mm-hmm. God, I hate cats.
What? Why?
I'm a dog person.
Oh, you're a dog. Okay. Mm. You have a dog? Mm-hmm. What kind of dog you have?
Chihuahua.
Really? Oh, okay. Cool. Family dog or you own it? Or
it's a family dog.
It's a family dog.
She's crazy.
You grew up with it? Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go, man.
Something's wrong with her.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Hope you take it to a veterinarian. All right. All right. That took a twist. Almost like an A24 movie. All right, guys. So, you know, I'm digging every single poster. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I kind of like every single one. Even Jude Law looks good in it.
It's getting me real hype.
Yeah, this movie, man. And the good thing is that like they're sticking to their formula. Mm-hmm. So like when in the trailers, it's all like you know the red, yellowish, mm-hmm. and they're sticking to it with their posters, everything. Not like with Thor, where like the first Thor was kind of colorful, but not really. But I kind of enjoyed the first Thor, and then the second one was just very dark, but it made sense. And then the third one was all colorful. It was like Guardians of the, like, it was just, I didn't like the third, the way they marketed the third one. I hated
it. Yeah, the whole vintage looking type. I don't know.
Don't get me started with Thor Ragnarok. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so, I mean, I'm excited for this movie. March can't come any sooner, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure to check it out on Animal City Movie Talk for passes and a prize giveaway we'll be giving out from Disney, guys. All right, so next topic. Justin, go ahead and mention it, man, because it's your favorite show of all time. Go ahead and mention it.
No, it's not my favorite show. I don't watch it. But anyways.
Oh, I thought you did.
We've gone over this several times.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Several times.
I'm just Mr. Wrong today.
Game of Thrones.
No, not Game of Thrones.
Oh, wait, what that one?
Not Game of Thrones, that's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ruined it.
Well, I don't know, I'm sorry. I'm looking down the list and I see, okay,
well, Game of Thrones. We did skip it.
Anyways. my bad.
Wow.
So we got the Entertainment Weekly cover for the 300th episode of Supernatural.
That's crazy.
And it's bringing back Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So okay. I don't know. Have y'all ever watched Supernatural?
No.
No.
Maybe like six episodes.
Okay, so I'm
maybe
a,
one
I'm a
episode
pretty,
the first. Season.
I'm a pretty hardcore fan of Supernatural. Yeah. I love Supernatural. I've even got some of the movie props and everything.
And tell us in depth, like, I mean, as far as the seasons go, is every season very great? It's very rich to its own aspect.
Some are like, eh. But the thing with Supernatural is like, it's like they're on their, I think it's like the 14th season. I believe.
That's incredible.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
to that fan base.
You know, it's got a great fan base.
They got an Austin brewery, right, somewhere?
Yes, they do. Okay. Well, it's a little bit outside of Austin.
But, okay.
But yeah, it's like the thing with, you know, like they announce like, oh, you know, we're doing another season. Like, what else do you have to talk about? Because they started off with going off of like ghost hunting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to get biblical and history, you know. A whole bunch of history into this, and then they even get to the point where, like, you know, spoiler alert, like they even meet God himself, and then sister, and like, and then after everything, you're just like, what do you have to do after that? And then they come out of nowhere with like, this is what we're gonna do. So, but anyways, so for y'all or anybody that doesn't know, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan started off in this show. He started off as John Winchester, which was the father of both.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, Dean and Sam Winchester.
Didn't
he die?
Okay, yes. But didn't the mother die? Like
yes,
the mother
did die
in the very first season. They were trying to figure out what happened to the mother. Right? Did they ever figure it out?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was the whole first season. Yes.
I just want to make sure I was all like, maybe
yeah,
they just leave it
the
for
the
very
season
end.
Was about.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, maybe they just leave it to the very end of the last episode.
I know the first few episodes that I saw was that they were looking for their dad. Because they were like, oh, we don't know what happened to dad, and that's kind of...
Yeah, and then, you know, later on, the dad dies and everything, so... Mm. But yeah, this is, like, one of the most, you know, awaited things, because they brought back the mother, you know, after their whole... You know, and spoiler alert, because, I mean, then again, if you haven't seen it this far, then something's wrong with you. But, you know, they come in contact with God and everything, and they help defeat the darkness, you know, because... You know, you're a biblical guy, and the whole thing about when God created the earth before that, there was nothing but darkness.
Yeah,
that's what they're fighting, the darkness itself. Mm-hmm. But after they defeat that, you know, their gift to them was their mother, bringing their mother back. and which she ended up dying in the first episode. So yeah. They brought her back, and everyone was like, all right, so when are we going to get Jeffrey Dean Morgan back? And then, lo and behold, they do it on the 300th episode. That's like...
Because didn't one of the brothers get possessed for like a good while?
So many times.
Oh, dang. Both of them.
They've all died so many times, and you know.
You know who also dies and comes back to life is Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, Justin.
Okay, anyways.
He only died once.
Okay, yeah, he did.
No, so, but anyways, yeah, I'm very excited about this, and there's a lot of other Supernatural fans that I know that are just like, yes, like... I don't know. Just like Jeffrey Dean Morgan's a great actor.
So if, he's a you know, very if you good actor. If you're out of stuff to binge, like The Office or you know that 70s show and Friends,
honestly,
is this worth?
Dude, yes, dude, you could take. So I'm getting goosebumps thinking about this, but dude, honestly, like, there's a reason why I love it so much because I love mythical things and everything. Mm-hmm. They talk about everything, dude. Everything. They even did stuff about here in San Antonio and stuff like
Oh, like the ghost track?
No, they did one about the
donkey lady.
Not necessarily,
about
but
the La Llorona.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to like get it off the top of my tongue, but I can't say it. I don't want to mess up on it. But yeah, yeah, they did stuff like that. You know, they did every you know urban legend, every myth, every you know everything, anything you can think of. They did it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because I think that was one of the first few episodes, right? The La Llorona?
Yeah, pretty much like, yeah. Oh, okay. And then later on, they start, you know, working it in, but it's real good. Even the, like, their little fillers are great. They even do, yep. I'm sorry, I'm going the off
Scooby-Doo
on the
no, joke. No, 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 please.
They did a Scooby-Doo one, and...
oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't they show up in the Scooby-Doo episode,
yes, with
right?
Yes, with the actors, the original actors.
Yeah, right, the voice...
the voice actors.
See, and the great thing, yeah. They have a huge fan base in Austin. Yeah. I mean, in Austin, San Antonio. Oh, I mean, dude, they got yeah, a huge dude, fan gotta, base, and they yeah. know...
Jason Eccles needs to be Red Hood.
Yes,
yeah. I remember someone posted that. Was it you? It was,
yeah, Justin Eccles. Yeah.
It was both of us. It was that's, Halloween.
He wants to so bad. He's even got the full getup and everything.
He bought the full. I mean,
yeah, he bought the full getup.
I know. But
yeah, and
just,
then Jared Piccadilly needs to be Nightwing.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Okay.
It would only make sense. Anyways.
Ben Affleck.
Anyways, we can fantasize. Yeah. All right, so. All right, man. So if you're not watching it, I mean, if you figure out what
dude, honestly, show to it's watch it's out. A very yeah. good show to binge, and it once. Once you actually start to get into the biblical stuff, you will be hooked, honestly.
All right, man. So not only is it biblical, just kidding, by the way, Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen. Game of Thrones official release date came out. HBO came out saying April 14th starts the last season.
And it's only going to last, like, what, a month?
Yeah. Shut up. So... All right, so I mean, so many mixed emotions right now. Jon Snow, I mean, everything. I mean, Jon Snow sleeping with his aunt. I mean, just all so many stuff going on right
and
now.
And I haven't
I mean,
gotten there yet. Dang.
So, they're the reason why that's so popular.
Everyone's a little dirty. Everyone wants to sleep with their aunt. Every
other oh, God.
Just kidding, by the way.
I think I'm on the final season, but, well, I mean, not the last one. But I'm
so
on
season
the,
six.
Season six.
Okay.
Where the dragon just took out all those people. The Lannister missing a hand. What's his name?
Jaime Lannister.
Jaime. I was going to say Jeffrey.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, like she just took out their army.
The army. Okay, yeah. That's the Lannister army. Yeah, so... yeah, so, I mean, you're getting to right when the good parts, the action scenes where they actually come together. Because the greatest thing is that we've always, even from season one all the way up to that season, we've always tried to figure out, okay, Westeros is over here. Okay, the Dothraki are over here across the sea. And then, you're always, all these chess pieces are all over the place, and all over the world. Together. And then like, you have to figure out where's everyone at. And then, like, you have to understand, like, oh, that's from a different... continent, and I mean, it's so different. And then we actually get to see them come together in one continent, and it's phenomenal. I mean, it's amazing. I mean Emilia Clarke is phenomenal. She is so ruthless on the show, but every time I see her Instagram off show, she's like so happy, smiling, giggling. Like, I can't see
I heard
her.
She's
like,
the nicest person.
Yeah, like if you were to see her, like I've never met her before, but I'm pretty sure if you were to meet her or see her, and you'll be like, oh, you can't see that girl as being a ruthless the way she is in her character. But
bend the knee.
And we've seen her in also Me Before You. I believe that's another good. That's another good. It's a good little romantic movie. Yeah. So like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've seen her do that, and she's actually real. How do you say it? Real polite, and she's real like caring, loving person. It's a different character she got to play. It's totally different from what she plays as a mother of dragons. So, and the Breaker of Chains.
And first of her name.
And first of her name.
So long.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Just you need to stop what you're doing right now. You need to go watch Game of Thrones.
I don't like it.
Yes, I'm going to make you. You got to. Before April 14th. Come on, man. Yeah. You just make a pat.
Nah. Man, I mean, you got time.
Yeah, give it a chance.
Nah, I'm good. I've given it a chance. I don't like it.
Okay. Alrighty, man. So
I'd rather watch Vikings.
Oh, gosh.
Which is better.
Okay. All right. I'll pretend you didn't say that. Alrighty, guys. So that concludes our podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to us on any device out there. And wait. Real quick, before we end the podcast, Justin, what are you watching right now currently?
What am I watching right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what are you watching right now?
New Girl.
Okay. I like All right. Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I loved it. This is like my third time watching it again. But
all over again. Yeah,
I love awesome. Zoe Deschanel. Like so, yeah.
Awesome. Charlie? Man, I'm all over the place. I'm watching Black Mirror, Office. I'm on season 4 of The Office.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a little bit before Christmas. So I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to binge it. I've never gotten into it and I'm in love. I just love it so much now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't really been watching a lot of movies. I've been getting back into comics. So picking up the new Amazing Spider-Man. I just picked up Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man number 1. So number 2 is coming out next week.
Dang.
I just finished. Well, I'm about to finish Venomized.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did you finish Titans?
Titans, almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you were still. I remember you mentioned that a while back.
I think I'm like 2 episodes behind.
Okay. Are you watching Young Justice?
No, because I wanted to finish Titans and then get on to
Young Justice. Because to be honest, right now I'm actually on, well, there's actually 3 shows. No, yeah, I'm just going to name them. So I'm starting off Young Justice from season 1.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to work it all the way through, like all through all the stuff.
I only watched
yeah,
3 episodes.
It's a lot. It's a lot of episodes. So,
well, I mean, they're 20 minutes. So they go pretty quick.
Yeah. So with that being said, I'm doing that. And I'm also watching the new series, guys. If you haven't, be sure to check it out. I mean, HBO has a great... I mean, this year alone, HBO has so much great stuff. Big Little Lies coming in for season 2. We get Watchmen later on this year, guys. Watchmen's coming out on the HBO. That's going to be amazing. If they use the same chemistry as they always do with Game of Thrones into Watchmen, I mean, that'd be a phenomenal. I would dig it with my heart and soul. We get to see Jeremy Irons already in it. I'm going on a rant right now. Sorry, I can barely breathe.
Jeremy Irons
is in Watchmen, man. Jeremy Irons. And we actually already we saw Shadow. Man, he looks amazing. Rorschach, I'm sorry. That's what I was saying. The shadows, like the way it looks.
When are you people going to realize I'm not locked in here with you? You're locked in here with me.
So, I mean, just it looks phenomenal. I can't wait to see it. It comes out later on this year.
Taking out a village with his baby arm.
And so right now I'm actually watching on HBO is True Detective. And True Detective, I mean, wow. Season okay, this has been, I think it's been 5 years.
They're already canceling it, right?
No. They came out with a new season. It's been so long. Right? Yeah, it's been so long. I mean, same thing happened with Westworld too.
Was I thinking about True Crimes? I think it was probably True Crimes.
True Crimes, yeah. Okay, yeah. So True Detective, if you don't know, guys, be sure to check it out. True Detective season 1. Skip season 2. Season 2 was Vince Vaughn and I didn't like it. Anyway, so really? They're using their same chemistry and their same format from season 1 to this one to season 3 because season 2 is totally different. It's like the chemistry, the flow is totally different, and I didn't like it whatsoever. But
so what's True Detective about?
So True Detective, guys, if you don't know, it's about a detective, and they talk about a case. And so with the same formula they've used in season 1 and season 2 is that they have 2 different timelines, but this season they have 3 different timelines. So it's like you're going from 1990, 2005, and then 2015.
So is it like the same murder?
It's the same actor and it's the same case. They're talking about it. Yeah. So and then it's crazy. He shows like what he looks older, and then he goes back and forth, and they're interviewing him about that case.
Flashbacks.
Okay. So it's flashbacks, but present time. So like there's flashbacks going on.
It's like Mafia 3.
No, it's on. I don't want to say it's a flashback. I mean, it is, but like he's explaining it.
I know what you're talking about. It is like that.
Okay, yeah. So like he's explaining it, like pretty much what's going on and everything. Yeah. So True Detective's phenomenal show. Watch when we get later on this year. Big Little Lies with Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman. I mean, just wow. I can't wait to see that. What's I cannot wait to see it. And then we get Game of Thrones on April 14th.
I HBO. Think Silicon Valley needs to make a comeback. That was a pretty good one.
Alrighty, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Akinola Ryan 680.
I'm Juan the Cook Cranio.
And I'm Justin the Head Dose of Stir.
And thank you for listening to thank you for listening to us, guys.
Boy, you cannot talk.
I know, I can't talk today. I think it's because I'm tired. Yeah, hopefully Charlie will edit that. Hopefully. Just edit that little small little part. Thank you for listening to us, guys. I said watching, right? I didn't, yes. Yeah, okay.
Is it watching?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen, moviegoers out there. Be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and be sure to follow our podcast where they can be found, guys. Be sure to hit Alexa. Did you know that you can say, Alexa, listen to Alamo City Movie Talk, and it'll bring it right up, guys.
Yeah. All
right. Have a wonderful day.